KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the weekend. From beautiful downtown Laguna Beach, it's a whole other thing with Bob Goodman on listener-supported KX93.5. Well, boys and girls, it's mixed bag of weather here. We do have some blue skies. We do have some wisps of clouds. And we have a very mellow 70 degrees. And supposedly it's going to warm up again tomorrow and the winds will pick up. Hopefully we won't relive last week's brush fires up in north of Los Angeles in the Porter Ranch area. Well, if you live in Laguna Beach and vicinity, and you're going out this evening, you're going to find mostly clear skies and temperatures overnight only dipping down to about 55 or so. Tomorrow when you wake up, sunny skies and a high near 76 and winds only from 5 to 10 miles per hour here. Tomorrow evening, clear skies, dropping down only to about 63, and then we get on that roller coaster and jump up to 79 on Monday, 83 on Tuesday, and then we start to slide down to what's normal here for Southern California in the fall. Yes, it is fall. Hard to tell. Well, another great show lined up, by the way. And if you'd like to communicate with me, the best way, email Bob at 88.5fm.org is my email. And if you want to call here in the studio, I don't take requests. My show is prepared in advance and got time constraints, so it's difficult and I can't predict what you're going to request. We only have so much room in our record library. But the number here is 949 715 7-1-5-5-9-3-6. 715-5936. The area code is 949. Well, sit back. If you're sitting at home, pour your favorite beverage. And as I mention every week, if you're driving in your car, well, thanks for taking me along. I've got 2 hours of Music Without Boundaries picked out for you, and I think you'll enjoy. Well, here we go, boys and girls. We're going to start off with something I haven't played in quite a long time. The band is called Mark Almond, and it features two guys that were members of other groups, notably John Mayall's Blues Breakers, and were featured on the kind of groundbreaking album. It was the first album without percussion, no percussion at all, and it featured Johnny Almond on saxophone and John Mark on guitar. And the record was called Turning Point. Well, they got together, formed their own band. It was called the Mark Almond Band, not to be confused with Mark Almond. And their first album featured this particular song that I'm sure you'll remember. Gonna take a taxi ride to Brooklyn on KX93.5. It's a whole nother thing.
Just a long, 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 long check.
member-supported KX93.5 Chicago. That record, my goodness, 50 years. I'm a student at Miami-Dade Junior College, visiting the local record store, and in the bins is this record, Chicago Transit Authority. It has a nice price sticker on it of, I guess, $2.99, and it was a two-record set. And I said, wow, I got to try this one out. And the rest is history, man. What a great record. They had to change their name because the real Chicago Transit Authority in the city of Chicago kind of frowned on them using the name. And they became just plain Chicago, covering the great Spencer Davis Group song, I'm a Man, and doing it oh so well, Chicago. And right before that, a group called the Mark Almond Band, John Mark and Johnny Almond, and a cast of other musicians, obviously. But their first record, just simply titled Mark Almond, and a tune called The City, which has a subtitle of Grass and Concrete and Taxi to Brooklyn. Mark Almond, what a great tune. It's indicative of what was going on in music in the mid, early 70s, say 73, 74, when that record came out. It was called Jazz Rock Fusion. And, you know, besides groups like Chicago and Blood, Sweat, and Tears adding horns, you had groups like Mark Almond experimenting and just doing some really, really terrific stuff. It's a whole other thing. My name is Bob Goodman. Thanks for sharing a part of your weekend with me. It's Saturdays from 3 to 5, and we're going to be right back right after this.
Here at KX93.5, we want to thank the Ballesteros Group for being a longstanding business member of ours, and they just want to let you know about an open house they've got going on today from 2 to 4 p.m. at 1455 Skyline Drive in Laguna Beach. It's in the sought-after Mystic Hills, and this home features stunning panoramic views spanning from the mountains and the canyon to the ocean and Catalina Island. It has a spacious open floor plan consisting of 3 bedrooms plus an office and 4 baths. And that's going to do it for today. Now back to your generational alt-rock on KX93.5.
This Saturday, October 19th, the Boys and Girls Club holds their annual Fright Night. It includes a haunted maze, food trucks, Halloween treats, glow body art and aura readings by the Chakra Shack, and other fun and creepy activities for all ages. That's this Saturday at the Boys and Girls Club from 6 to 10 with the Haunted Maze opening at 7, the annual Fright Night.
And we're back on KX93.5. Let's get back to the tunes. But here's somebody to kind of talk to you.
Before we go any further, I'd like to show you all a game I made up. This game is called Sounds of the Studio, and it can be played with any record, including this one. You can play it you can even play with your favorite record. You may be surprised. Now, if you have a pair of headphones, you better get them out and get them cranked up, because they're really going to help you on this one. Now, I'm sure you all recognize this. This is called Hiss. It comes on records that were mastered lousy, or mono reprocessed for stereo, or any number of things. This, of course, is Hum. Peas popping. This is the sound of bad editing. And here's what happens when the machine gains control and mangles your tape. Punch. Outs. Now all you have to do is find these sounds on the record. And whoever finds the most wins, of course. But don't...
Thank you.
KX 93.5, the Beatles, of course, from that wonderful two-record set called the White Album, and Obladi, Oblada, Life Goes On. Indeed, the Beatles, of course. Right before that, Paul McCartney teaming up with then-wife Linda, and album called Ram. Wonderful record. And a tune called Monkberry Moon Delight. The record that got most of the airplay was Too Many People and perhaps Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey. But a terrific album. There's not a bad cut on it. Paul and Linda McCartney. And right before that, Todd Rundgren having a little fun with us. And something called Breathless. It's a whole other thing. My name is Bob Goodman. We do this every Saturday afternoon right here. Thank you so much for spending the time with me. I look forward to it each week. I hope you do as well. And whether you're a local or a tourist, just in town for the weekend, perhaps you're looking for something to do this evening here in Laguna Beach. Well, right now at the Montage until 7:30 p.m. is Steve Sue. From 7:30 to 12:30, David Allen Baker. And over at the ranch till 8 p.m. is Joey Sykes. At the Laguna Playhouse, beginning at 5 p.m., I Never Saw Another Butterfly. And also at 5 p.m., Laguna Beach Books has UCI poets and poetry readings. All are welcome. And again at 5 p.m., 5 p.m. is seems to be the busy hour. Sawdust at the Sawdust Festival grounds. There's a fundraiser for Laguna Beach Cultural Arts Center, and the music is being provided by Aver August and Black Tongued Bells. For more information, you can go to our website. And also closing it out, 6 to 9 p.m., McLean Sellers and Sky Green. It's a whole nother thing. Bob Goodman with you, and let's continue with more music on this, well, kind of a nice Saturday afternoon.
now they seem more so far away. All your fears I fear I won't share. Now I know there's a future for all of us.
Ferry and Roxy Music from 1974's release Country Life and a tune called Out of the Blue. Right before that, two guys from Virginia that have been making a lot of noise lately, playing a lot of the festivals, including Bonnaroo and Newport Folk. They're going to be here in Southern California, playing up in L.A. and also down in San Diego sometime in February. The group is called Illiterate Light. And the tune we heard, Better Than I Used to Be. And start things off innocently enough with Radiohead. And I promise. And I promise great music for the next hour or so, as we've got just about an hour in the rearview mirror. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM station. Thank you.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
David Crosby.
To know how it will be, me and her, long hair flowing, your eyes alight, your minds are still growing, saying to me, what can we do now that we you? I love you. We love each other, it's plain to see. There's just one answer that comes right away to my mind for me. Sister lovers, you heard about water brothers. Maybe in time, a whole lot of others. So you see, what we can do is to try something new. If you're crazy, mm-hmm.
what's going on here. I don't know how it's supposed to be.
Faster than light. if you want to. Speeding through the universe, thinking is the best way to travel. It's all a dream, light passing by on a screen. And there's you and I on a beam.
Carry the lantern high. dancing every night.
Listen to Supported KX 93.5, a trip back into a little bit of psychedelia as it was back in the late 60s. The Stones from Satanic Majesty's Request and the Lantern. You know, that's one that doesn't get played much. It's one of those, what I call, unsung heroes. The Moody Blues gave us the best way to travel, thinking. Of course, is the best way to travel, especially here in L.A., because you don't want to get on the freeways. The Beatles and, wow, what can you say about Revolver? And what can you say about that song? It was our first glimpse of where they would take us over the next couple of years. And tomorrow never knows. Indeed. And a couple of tunes from David Crosby and the Byrds. Well, David Crosby started things off with Triad, a song that's been recorded by both Jefferson Airplane and David. And then we slid on into the Byrds and What's Happening from basically that same period of time as Revolver. It appears on a record called Younger Than Yesterday. The Byrds, David Crosby, of course, one of the principal members. And we know what happened after that. Of course, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and David can still sing. Imagine that with all he's gone through. It's a whole nother thing. My name is Bob Goodman. We do this every Saturday between 3 and 5. We hang out together, listen to a lot of great tunes, and we're going to be right back.
This Saturday, October 19th, the Boys and Girls Club holds their annual Fright Night. It includes a haunted maze, food trucks, Halloween treats, glow body art and aura readings by the Chakra Shack, and other fun and creepy activities for all ages. That's this Saturday at the Boys and Girls Club from 6 to 10 with the haunted maze opening at 7, the annual Fright Night.
So I sit here every Saturday afternoon with you and look out the window at Pacific Coast Highway, and the cars hissing by my window.
The cars hiss by my window like the waves down on the beach. The cars hiss by my window like the waves down on the beach. I got this girl beside me, but she's out of reach. Headlight to my window, shining on the wall. Headlight through my window, shining on the wall. call and call.
Thank you. knife on you strong. Yes, I need to do me wrong. A six-blade knife, do anything for you. Do anything, anything, anything.
South America, fighting for his name. Well, after Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game, and the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar? Remember you said you saw the getaway car? Thinking like the playboy with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw. A cop that a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to move back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. We want to fit this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman jail. Rupert could take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise, where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man into a mouse.
Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champ.